Good morning, world. Good morning, USA. It is I, Lady Y, and today is Feel Good Friday. All right. God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning, good morning, good morning, all over the world. Good morning, USA. Okay. It is I, once again, Lady Y, and it's Feel Good Friday. Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Don't you feel good? I definitely feel good. Going to tell God thank you for waking y'all up this morning. I feel great. Okay, I feel good in my spirit. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, I should call it Messy Friday, but baby, it actually feels good today. All right, so and if it feel good, we're going to call it what? Feel Good Friday. And is good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, so let's just get right into it. Hold on now. I don't want to be too loud because I'm still babysitting the girl, you know, the woman of the house, the little young lady. She had to go to work, which is my daughter. Yeah. Keep that work thing going. Those of you who have got a job this morning, had to get up and go, tell God thank you, because that's starting to be a luxury these days. Okay, now let's just get right into it. Now, y'all remember Sophie Turner? For, you know, allegedly from the Jonas's, you know, little Jonas's, you know, she got divorced from the man. Yeah. The ex, so to speak. Right. Well, the public is slamming her. The little young lady went on a vacation. Okay. Like parents can't have vacation. The lady can't have no vacation. The woman can't even have no vacation with her allegedly rich husband. Okay. And America, her rich boyfriend, and America is upset. Okay. They hollering, where's the kids with they rich ass daddy? Okay, she can't have no fun. Girls gotta have fun too. Girls need to have fun too. Y'all leave Miss Sophie Turner alone. She's young. Okay, she wanted to go skiing. Okay, why she can't go skiing? Everybody asking where the kids. Babe, I'm on vacation. Listen, when I'm on vacation, I don't want to see no goddamn kids neither. Even though mine may be grown, I still don't want to see them. Okay, all right, more on that story. Leave Sophie alone. She on vacation. Okay, them kids is fine. Okay, y'all kill me with y'all rich people shit. It is I, Lady Y. It is Feel Good Friday today. In other news, more on that story as it develops, baby. And more news today. A Michigan mother is going to jail for her son going to school, allegedly, and shooting up the school. Now, this is scary, okay, because they're saying, allegedly, that the mother didn't do enough to stop this shit, okay? Now, they're starting the whole, you parents, this is important. We need to know this shit. They are starting to hold us accountable for what our children do. So, y'all need to keep your eyes on them little motherfuckers. If they act crazy at home, y'all should know, okay? You know that they gonna act crazy in the streets. Okay, watch them when they come home, especially if they have some sort of problem. It is important that you get your kids' problems right, diagnosed so we can know, so the public can know, so America can know, and the schools can know what they have to deal with. It's important, baby. Look, nowadays, parents, it is going to be y'all future. It could be the decision between freedom or you bastards going to jail, because this mother, allegedly, probably would be the first mother to go to jail over what her kid do. Okay, more on this story. A mother in Michigan. Right, allegedly. Okay, y'all go look it up. More on that story, okay, as it develops. Okay, now let's get into this, because this is fresh on my mind, so I want to get into it. Club Shay Shay. Okay, Shannon, you know you something else. Okay, you tearing up Beyonce's internet. Okay, we got Mr. D.L. Hughley and Monique at it again. You knew soon as you brought Mrs. Monique on there, okay, that she was gonna open up some wounds. She was gonna say some shit, and D.L. is upset. Okay, all right, allegedly, you done already dragged this man through the streets. Now I'm just saying, the streets is talking. Word on the streets, so to speak. A little pillow talk, yeah. Okay, he's so upset and tired of it. He done told everybody, listen, he said, be careful. He said, drugs is good. Give drugs a try. Don't give Monique a try. He said anybody who has given her a chance, she has dragged through the mud. Allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Ooh, Mr. Shannon, you got it going on, baby. Your tea is popping, baby, because you had Sweetie on the other day and got her all upset, allegedly. And I would be, too. Okay? And you going to ask Sweetie, allegedly, this word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, is this the same Sweetie that used to be with Quavo? How disrespectful. And Queen, you did it. Yes, baby, two snaps a circle and put on the Queen Pimp cap. Okay, why, lady, why? I want Sweetie to wear that because you hear me? She said, I have done so much more. Why you gonna put me with that? Why when you hear my name, okay, that name is still hooked up to it. No, I've been left that alone, baby. She wanted to tell him, I swear, if I was there, I would have told him, baby, tell him to stop talking about the past. Oh, because now Sweetie got a future. You better realize what you're saying. Okay, if you talk about the past, you won't have no future. Sweetie has a future, Sweetie. She has moved on. Okay, I don't want to say to who because, you know, I'm old school. I'm seasoned. Sometimes I be getting the wrong names mixed up with the wrong motherfucking people. And as you can see, if you say somebody with somebody, shit gonna stick, ain't it? Just because they had that little, you know, allegedly, that little spat. Was that them? Had that little spat in the elevator and shit. Was that them? Allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. Right. When you say her name, you ain't got to say his name no more. Just messy Mr. Shannon. I love him, though. Boy, chocolate. Baby, sexy and messy, too. Ah, yes, baby. Hey, that's a goddamn dream right now. Hey. Okay. It is I, Lady Y. All right, it's Feel Good Friday. And I want to talk about it. Okay, because DL and Miss Monique, we love us some Monique, baby. We do. And we love Mr. DL. Them two is my favorite. You know, so I can't really go in. I kind of just hope later on down the line, I don't see it that the fruit between them two could go away. You know, and I understand her. This is one fruit I really don't understand. And maybe I need to get schooled on it and sit back. That's why I'm really not going to talk in depth about it. Okay. But like, I understand like her and her fruit were Oprah and Tyler and all them, allegedly them folks right there. Allegedly word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. I understand that. You know, the conflict with Hollywood, blackballing and all that thing. I understand that. But for the life of me, I can't understand her and DL's feud, okay? Because they used to be colleagues. They used to be friends. So I'm going to have to dig more into that for y'all family on this Feel Good Friday. I'm going to have to get my people on that. My imaginary people, I feel like I got to get. Listen here. Call him up and tell him what you want. Put it in the authorism. Okay? If you say you got a team, you got a team. I had to call my team and have them pull up the receipts. Okay? We should say, y'all. I'm going to call my team and have them pull up the receipts. You know what I'm saying? On everything, you know, I'm speaking upon. Right. So, yeah, Mr. Shannon, you got it going on. Listen, like I said, okay, my hat goes off to Pimpin' Sweetie because she had to check him and he should have got checked. It's over with that. I mean, I'm sure that makes good conversation. Oh, my God, another beautiful interview this week. I can't miss this. Okay, more on these stories as they develop. I loved all that, Sweetie, and all that with Mr. Shannon. And, you know, I even like the Monique and DL feud, if I can understand it. But guess who came strong right behind all this in the mix? Okay, all right, and just set Beyonce internet on fire. I don't even know her name, but listen here, little mama. Okay, we're going to call her. Sassy. She's sassy. We're going to call her Sassy. She's sassy because y'all go on her little show and she talks. Sookie came coming in second strong. Sookie coming in third. Okay, the first bomb interview with Shannon with Monique. Then we come in with her and DL into it. Then we come in with Sweetie, okay, and Shannon. Then we come in with Snooki, okay, and Little Miss Sassy. Okay, Little Miss Sassy. All right, when she asked Snooki, yes, you're a musician, right? She was saying, you know, an artist, a musician. You, everybody know what a musician is. You know, someone who sings, an artist, blah, blah, blah. Snooki thought that she said musician, like somebody who does magic. Okay, right, allegedly. Now, listen. Now, sometimes we get us, I'm just going to say us being urban America people, sometimes we hear two words that mean different things, but we think they mean one thing, okay? And Snooki's defense, okay? That was the best interviews, Little Miss Sassy. I'ma tell you, Little Miss Sassy, that was a good one. Baby, you getting up there. Listen, I thought the one with you and Offset was Flight, but baby, I don't know her name, y'all, and I'm so mad about it because I need to know. She's a young lady, a young Caucasian. She young, and she interviews, you know, all the urban famous people. And baby, when she did Offset, I laughed my ass off because remember, she told Offset, you on my show, and Offset said, no, I'm not on your show. Okay, you're on my show. You know, this is Offset's show. Right, right. So I loved her then with that one. That's when I noticed her, when her and Offset got into it. But the one with her and Snooki. My golly gosh. My golly gosh. Snooki thought that she was calling her a musician. No. Yeah, a musician. You know, somebody who does magic. When Lil Sassy was saying she's a musician, someone who does music. Okay. Got into it. Okay, they got into it because Snooki said no. No. Snooki said no. That's for ghetto people. Okay? I'm not ghetto. All right. I don't think I know. Oh baby, I hit the flow. Okay, cause clearly Snooki thought that, you know, Little Miss Sassy was trying to be sassy. She thought she was trying to be funny. So you know, Snooki allegedly was finna do her big one. She's about to get on her. Let me tell you something. Snooki was light. That was light with Little Mama. Because everybody who knows Snooki, Snooki can get in your ass. Okay, if she felt threatened. That was cute what she did with Little Miss Sassy. I loved it to death. I laughed. Y'all go look at the interview. I laughed 1,000 times. It was worth it. It was well worth it. And so is DL's a reply to Monique and Mr. Shannon on the Shannon Shay Shay Room show. Yeah, allegedly. Baby, it's all fun and games. It was going on. I'm telling you, I love my people. It's Black History Month, baby, and it's all about us. You know what I'm saying? So make it do what it do all over the world. I love y'all. Let's keep it popping. Charleston White, he always keeps shit popping. That's my man right there. That's another one I appreciate. But check this out. I know y'all didn't know. A little fun factor. It is Our Lady Y, and it's Feel Good Friday all over the world, baby. All over the world. A little fun factor here. Did y'all know Brad Pitt went to watch the movie? Okay. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Allegedly. Bob Marley. One love. I can't wait till the 14th, y'all. One heart. Lust. Allegedly. Get together and feel all right. Listen, our condolences goes out to that country star, Toby Keith, that passed away recently. Our condolences to his family. All right, that's very, very sad. Country star, he's seen country, yes. And then a little word on the street was his last concert. What did it say? His last concert, he had a special guest, which was his mother. Y'all, that's beautiful. Our condolences goes out to Mr. Keith's family. All right, rest in peace, sir. Okay, and here we have another, we have another topic of the day, which is Mr. West. We love us some Mr. West. Y'all know y'all can't get enough of that Mr. West. Mr. West is, what they say, unhinged but unstoppable. Man, ain't that something? I would love to have that. I'm telling you, behind my name, you can keep the unhinged. Y'all can keep the unhinged. But that unstoppable says something. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, because this man already going around with his superhero cape on. Right, right. He said he's a superhero. Y'all seen him last week in the airport with his Jason mask on. He was going to, who was that? What's his name? Travis Scott concert. Travis invited them. Travis said, yeah. My guy Kanye does a lot for me. He stuck by me when nobody else would. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's broship for you. You understand me? So he always welcomes Kanye with open arms. You understand me? Like I said, unhinged and unstoppable. Hey, hey, hey. That's Kanye. You understand me? More on that story as it develops. Now, let's get into it. Here's another sad story that I didn't even want to talk about it, but we're going to go ahead and bring it up because in a minute, somebody's going to talk about it. Somebody's going to say something about it, okay? So we might as well just go ahead and get it out the way so y'all know that Selena's killer will be eligible for parole in 2025 or 24, 25, 26, allegedly, I don't know, 25, 26, probably 24, I don't know, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, right, and so they is trying to tell Yolanda's story, Yolanda Sagazar, okay, we're going to stop doing that, all right, I'm not going to do that, anyway. And the family is outraged. And I will be too. Why she get a story? She murdered somebody. She's a murderer. So she about to get paid too? I don't understand it. And her family is saying, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Okay? She has a story to tell. We don't want to hear her side of the story. That family in America, the whole world, especially Mexico, took a great loss, took a great hit. We don't want to hear about why you killed an icon. We don't want to hear about why you killed, you know what I'm saying, a legend, a person so many people loved and adored. We do not, we love Selena. I feel that's so disrespectful. I feel that's so disrespectful. Okay, what are your thoughts on this? I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear Yolanda's story. I don't want to hear her story. I don't. It is I, Lady Y. Okay. Allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. Yeah, that they're thinking about taking this one. Can you believe that shit? They want to hear the side of a murderer. They want to hear the murderer's side. Boy, that's this generation. Y'all so warped. It's so weird. It's so, I don't know, fucked up, so to speak. Okay. I'm just saying. It is I, Lady Y. Tell the truth, shame the devil, I am. Tell the truth, shame the devil, I will. It's weird. Okay, I don't want to hear her fucking side. She's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You were stealing from her, allegedly. Okay, I don't know. It's up to you. Y'all give me feedback on that. What y'all think? I mean, come on now. I'm appalled. I'm upset, just like the family. I'm with Selena's family. What the fuck? I'm with Selena's family. They on what the fuck right now. Okay, that's like opening up just old wounds. All right, more on that story as it develops, okay? I just wanted y'all feedback. I want y'all, you know, honest opinion on that. Listen, I love Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams is coming out with her own, you know, life told story. She's going to tell it. She's in control. I love me some Wendy. I love you, Wendy. I want Wendy to come back, okay? I want to know her story. I want to know how, you know, our queen of TV got in a predicament like this, okay? Because she wants to tell us. She wants to teach us. And I'm ready to learn, all right? I'm one of her students, baby. I'm ready to eat up all the knowledge. Eat it up, baby. Okay? Because, listen, let me tell you something. America, USA. Listen, once you don't want to learn no more, it's over. You understand me? Once you don't open up your mind to learn more, get more knowledge, it's over. You need to know more. It's a lot of things coming. How y'all feel about this AI thing they got going on? Okay, allegedly. You see, if the first attack to me was those little nude pictures, I tell you, they had allegedly a tailor. They took everything down. But still, what else are they going to be able to do? Okay, they already can do face impressions and everything. Listen, more on that story as it develops. I want to say once again, congratulations to all our Grammy winners. Congratulations to Mr. Killer Mike himself. I would like to say that again. Congratulations, sir. Awesome, awesome work. Okay, the young people listen to it because my son, right, because my son was like, Mom, I'm like, yo, what up? What up, son? He like, I'm going to send it to you. It's nice. He got a lot of collabs on there. It's more old school. It's your flavor. Now, when my son tell me it's my flavor, I can't wait to bust it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to put it in the ride and turn it up. That's when you know it's real. That's when you know music is real, real for urban America. It's Black History Month. Happy Black History Month all over the world once again. Yeah, that's when you know we ready for it. We ready for the goods, baby. Out here in Cali, we put it in the ride. You understand? So if we hearing it loud in the ride, your shit is killer. You hear me? So my son already got me a CD ready to, you know, to listen to in my ride. I'm so excited. All right. Now, more on this. More on the story on the Grammys, allegedly. Now, listen, I want to say thank you, you know, to Killer Mike as well for being such a fucking gentleman. Okay. Not touching base on, you know, not drawing any negative publicity to the Grammys, because he could have. Because really, they know they had a Karen. You know what I'm saying? But him being the gentleman and the king that he is, he chose to keep silent about it and speaking on it. We're speaking on it. Okay, the public. See, that's the best thing about public opinion, baby. Sometimes you ain't got to say nothing and we'll fight your battles for you. Okay, so big ups to Killer Mike for not even bringing any negative publicity the Grammys way. Y'all need to be trying to think about giving them something else too. Okay, now listen, we can't say that about everybody because Jay-Z pissed. Okay, because y'all, now listen, this must be something serious though, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all why. It is Our Lady Why. I love y'all to death. I'm gonna tell y'all why this got to be something a little serious than what the fuck we think it is. Okay, because the seasonal people is in on this shit too. Okay, my mama, I'm talking, when I say seasonal, I mean the older people. Tight skin is the younger people. Uh-huh. So the seasonal people done weighed in, baby. They done went in and got their receipts on the shit. They like, well, I think she ain't win nothing but one time way back when. Got my mama researching things. So the boy might be on to something. But listen here, sir. You understand me? All right? They'll get it for something else. You got to have room for change. You understand me? It's somebody else's time to shine. Okay? She has gotten other awards. See, while I'm not really angry, them seasonal people taking it to the neck. They were Jay-Z. She should have been got that. Yeah, maybe, but she has gotten other awards. Trillions of them. Okay? So in a way, they're still looking a little entitled, just a little bit. But like I said, I'm not going to speak too much on it. Because I need to be, you know, I need to have a little bit more knowledge on it. I need to do more research. I need to get in depth. I need to have more, right. I need to jump into it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because I feel like we still, as people, as adults, as humans, we have to have room for change. It's somebody else's time to shine. I just feel like, you know, that moment right there really wasn't the right moment to, you know, to say that. It wasn't the right time. It wasn't the proper time. I felt like, you know, them people was prestige, you know, Hollywood, so to speak, rich. I feel like you should have wrote, you know, a letter, so to speak. You know how the Caucasians do it. They don't address shit, you know, at that time in the middle of a war. They write your ass a letter. You know what I'm saying? Expressing, you know, the wrong, you know, the way they feel they have been wronged. Okay, to me, I still feel like that was a big Kanye. I'm not even going to say nothing about it. I still feel like that was a big Kanye. And it wasn't a point that you embarrassed, allegedly, Beyonce. You know, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Look, pull a talk. I bet you y'all rehearsed all this shit. You understand me? Because y'all the Carters. Okay, and the shit had to be perfect. And then to me, just to me, it is I, Lady Y, and everybody's entitled. It's freedom of speech. And everybody's entitled to a gut. Damn opinion of whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not. To me, okay, I feel like, you know, she wasn't embarrassed because, like I said, y'all the Carters, y'all motherfucking rehearsed this shit, okay. But I just felt like, it still felt a bit entitled. Then it wasn't, if you was going to do it, it still felt a little rough. You know what I'm saying? You had them white folks scared. You see what I'm saying? They couldn't even clap. They couldn't even say, yeah, no, don't do this. You know, if you was going to do some shit like that, it should have been more endearing. You know what I'm saying? You know, not so hardcore, like, you know, not so much Jay. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit was Jay right there and a little bit of Kanye as well, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk. That's just my opinion. We have that right. Right. You didn't embarrass her. What you did was actually put it on front screen, because when the cameras, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, when the cameras clicked back to B, everybody looking like how she was fucking stiff as a robot, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. I said, shit, she should have just hit one of those TikTok moves. You know, like that girl, you know, hi. You know, one of them little robot moves, because they said, baby, Queen B was stiff as a board. I'm just saying, allegedly. That's what the streets was saying. I'm just saying, okay. Right. I mean, you know, we appreciate you. And it could have been, like I said, everything this man said could have been true, because my mom and them swearing on it. They swearing on it. Okay, he got a good point. Yes, he does. But still, it still was the wrong time. That's why behind closed doors, they still, I love y'all. Tell the truth, shame the devil, I am. Tell the truth and shame the devil, I will. Still behind closed doors. That's the reason why they still gonna call us ninjas. Okay, because we don't know, we act like we don't know the proper time, you know, to address some issues that has been boiling inside us. Right. And then, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, some people said they left right after that. Okay, they left right after that. Wow. You know? Wow. Like I said, I you know, I love the Grammys. They was pretty good this year. They were mellow is what they were. They were mellow this year. We not gonna take that from them. And that performance from Fantasia with that dedication to Miss our beautiful queen herself, Tina Turner, was spectacular, awesome, phenomenal. Okay? I swear, it was just Fantasia. You ain't y'all noticed something about Fantasia? I'm going to tell you something. Tasia looking good, ain't she? Boy, Fantasia. This look like this going to be your year, baby, with that new fashion. Yeah, word on the street, so to speak. Allegedly. A little pull it on. Baby, she got a new fashion person. And he or she, I don't know which one it is, but baby, you rocking. Okay, bad. Fantasia's fashion is hot. I'm inspired. Oh, because I like to think I'm the diva herself, baby. But I was like, baby, she had on some green leather. But your girl, Lady Y, it is high. Still looking for that green leather right now. Uh-huh. Now, I know it ain't going to be the same thing, but it's the vision for me. You understand me? It's the vision. Uh-huh. It is I, Lady Y, for me. Okay? So I can't wait. I'm having a beautiful morning. I'm hoping you have a beautiful morning. It's Feel Good Friday. Make sure you feel good today. Listen, don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Practice makes perfect. If you can see her, you can be her. Go out there and live your dreams. We can do anything through Christ. You can do anything you want to do. You got this. Y'all know we out here getting degrees, setting records, setting limits. Okay, right. Creating generational wealth. Okay, listen, let me tell y'all something. Valentine's Day is coming up. Listen, don't be sad if you ain't got no Valentine's. Love yourself. Go get you. Oh, it is our lady. Listen here. Go get you some Valentine candy. Okay? And send it to yourself. And say it's from you and Jesus. So you can say it's from Jesus. You are worth it. Go buy your... I don't really let any of that get me down at all. It's Valentine's Day. I'm loved all around the world. I'm loved by my family. Actually, on Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to the movies. Yes, baby. I'm going to see Bob Marley. One love, one hi. Let's get together and be love, right? And let me tell y'all this. Okay, I'm gonna bring y'all with me, and we're going to record and everything. I'm probably gonna record before the big festivities and everything. I wish I had more foams. I'm gonna start getting more equipment so I could just record everything, because I'm going on my first annual this Saturday right here coming up. I'm going on my first annual glam Valentine's party for ladies. Glamour time. My first annual glam time Valentine annual lunching for ladies. It's beautiful. Okay. Well, I'm gonna be there, and yeah, that's a lot. That's a mouthful. Okay. Right. Try saying that when you're drunk. So I'm gonna be there. I'm going to host that, actually. I'm not hosting. I'm a guest. Yes. It is I, Lady Y. I'm a guest. And this is my second time being a guest at one of their events. I might host a little bit while she go and get everything, you know, prepared and ready and everything. So it's always such a fun time with these ladies. So I'm actually excited, okay, to be going to my first Valentine, glam time. No, okay, wait till I get tipsy. I bet you I say it right then. Okay, all right, then I probably have my notes and everything. I'm only human. Take the bitter with the sweet. Easy come, easy go. Listen, it's hard to say that. But I'll be at the ladies' annual Valentine's party, okay? This will be my first time. I will be hosting, and I'm going to be a guest. I'm very excited. Like I said, it's always a pleasure with these ladies. It's always a pleasure. And they always make things so beautiful. I'm telling you, I'm going to put it out. I wish we could see it, okay? But I'm going to have a session where you can hear it. And if you go on my page, Yolanda Smith, or go on It's Your Girl, The Why, because remember, we started off as family. It's Your Girl, The Why, and Why Not, because we can. We started off there. And we just now in 2024, we doing Lady Why, because she has developed. Okay? She has arrived. Okay? It is I, Lady Why. Anyway, right. So, okay, I'm going to put some pictures out of everything, and everything is just the whole presentation, America, USA, is always so beautiful. So we're going to get into that. Okay, and listen, I want y'all to be careful out here, because income tax is coming. It's around. All right, it's coming. Please, ladies, if you have to go shopping, take a gentleman friend with you. Okay, or just somebody who look like he your gentleman friend. I don't care who it is, cousin, uncle, brother. Get you somebody, because they out here, people hungry. Oh, it's hard out here on these streets. I'm going to tell you what God love. It's hard. Senior citizens, you as well. Okay, y'all the victim. They look for y'all first, especially at the beginning of the month. Please do not go to the bank at night. Go in the evening or in the morning, okay? When they first open up. All right, I love y'all. All right, anybody who's suffering a loss of a loved one, take your time. There's no blueprint on it. Nobody can tell you how to grieve. Okay, we love you. You take your time. All right, you take your time. And we also sent condolences to one of our, he was a sports star as well, Carl Weathers. Yes, he passed away at 76. We want condolences, say condolences to his family as well, okay? Just take your time. You understand me? There's no blueprint on grief. Do what you need to do to get through. Don't let nobody tell you anything less. You got this, okay? God bless the child that got his own. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Today is Feel Good Friday. Take your time. Listen, don't hang around no downer Debbies or negative Tyrones. We don't need that. You need positivity. okay? All right? We need to stay stress-free. You know what I'm saying? It's Feel Good Friday. Today is the day you feel good. Woosah. Somebody make you mad, get on your nerve, turn around and walk away and tell Satan, not today. It is I, Lady Y. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I know y'all could be anywhere else, but you choose to be here with me, and I appreciate that. Listen, without you, there's no me. I love y'all, USA. Okay, America, kings and queens, if you know what I mean. Any birthdays out there today? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day. Don't let nobody rain on that, even if it's raining outside, baby. You have your joy on the inside. Do you celebrate all your accomplishments, y'all? Every last one of them. You know why? You know why I say celebrate all your accomplishments? I love y'all to death. You know why? Because we only got one life to live, baby. And live that shit right now. Don't wait like me. Don't wait till you get all seasonal and then you're ready to fucking live. You know what I'm saying? You done defeated the purpose, okay? You need to live while you're young as well. Listen, celebrate all your accomplishments. I don't give a damn what they say about she always celebrating something. Because I did something. That mean I'm a step closer to where the fuck I want to be. How about you? Huh? How about you? Listen, happy anniversary to all the lovers, all the couples. Hey, y'all done made it another year. I appreciate all the lovers. They give us all hope. Okay, because see, that let me know that somebody know how to communicate and conversate. Everybody not slow and selfish. Worrying about them, want you to hear them, but don't never want to hear you. You understand me? I'm still old school. I still believe in love. We have to communicate. You got to talk to me. And see, y'all don't like to talk. Y'all like to text. And you got me confused, too, because I'm old school. Y'all know I'm old school. Just like Tay-Tay said. You understand me? I don't know if you like me unless you give me some money. Okay? You understand? Help take care of me. Oh, right. Get me out of my, you know what I'm saying? What I like to say? A retarded financial situation. Oh, okay. Look. And my mama said, now, when you going to settle down? Well, who we going to bring to you? I said, listen here, Ma. I need somebody. I need the pulpit. Okay, because only Jesus can tame this. All right, it is our Lady Y. It's Feel Good Friday all over the world. Yes, baby. We going to kiki at the end of the day, if nothing else. Yes. Yeah, go ahead and look at the Shannon Shay Shay room, the Shannon room. He got the messy guests on there, baby. I guess we're going to call this messy year. This is a year for him, though, because I'm loving all the tea, Shannon. Yeah. I feel like, I miss Wendy, you know, and he eating, but he ain't our Wendy, but he eating, though. I didn't go a lot of chocolate. Yeah, you eating, but you not our girl. I love me some Wendy. Yeah, and they said sources are saying, you know, we all she know. Just imagine you being somewhere for so long and then you can't be there no more. That's, you know, that's painful. You know what I'm saying? That's hard, America. My prayers goes out to you, Wendy Williams. I love you and your family. I'm praying y'all get stronger. It is I, Lady Y. It's Feel Good Friday all over the world, family. Feel Good Friday all over the world. I love y'all, okay? And ladies and gentlemen, keep your man. Keep your woman, okay? Keep your girl. Please, please. It's lonely over here. Only the strong can survive single life, okay? If you ain't strong, I suggest you go back home, okay? Because they listen, they can't even make noodles up over here. And you can find them scrushes on YouTube. Tell the truth and tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I am. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I will. God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, please don't forget to pray it out. Listen, it's power in prayer. I love y'all. Y'all have a beautiful, blessed day. Okay, it's Feel Good Friday. Baby, feel good. Listen to your favorite music. Let your spirit be happy. Sometimes you got to let your spirit be happy. Sometimes our spirit is not happy. It's so hung up on work and taking care of our family and trying to keep our family together. Sometimes, y'all, we got to let that spirit rest, you know? Let it be happy, your soul, for a minute. It's been a long time. I understand. It's been a long time. I don't care if you got to go in a closet with you a little, a little nibble or something, a little Grand Marnier, what y'all speak, a little Presidente, what that stuff called? Costamigos and all that other stuff y'all be drinking. Y'all know what y'all be drinking up out here. 1800 and things like that. Right. What's the new? Y'all got some new stuff. Tomiko Tukios or something. Right. A little vodka stuff. You know what y'all be drinking out here. I don't know because ain't no real hard liquor. Hennessy. Cognac. You know what y'all be drinking up out here. Right. Go and get your little hit or something and let your spirit run free for a minute. Go to sleep, okay, on them goddamn problems. Because guess what? When you wake up, what happened? They still going to be there. So love yourself. You are important. Don't stress over nothing you can't control, baby. Just put it into God's hands. It's Feel Good Friday. It is Our Lady Y. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Mwah. Peace and love, baby. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. Okay. Yes. Wait, tomorrow is the annual. It's the annual Valentine. Glamming time. Ladies, look, ladies, glamming time. Party, luncheon party. Okay, we can listen. We go talk about it tomorrow. All right, when I know I'm gonna have the itinerary right in front of my face and I can read from it. You understand me? All right, it is Our Lady Y. Feel Good Friday, peace and love. Mwah. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. Why every time we go through this, Alexis, play my music. You see what I'm talking about? Every time right now, it's like she stopped and listened. She got to listen. She got to listen to the last tidbit. Sweetie, I need my music. And by the way, sweetie, beautiful interview. You did good. Okay, I liked it that. All right, get that off your name, baby. Okay, no one man made me, baby. I was made before he met me. Okay, I have my own keys. Ladies, sometimes you got to tell them I was happy when you met me. All right, listen, I carry my own keys. It is Our Lady Y. Feel Good Friday. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Hey, don't you need this?
Oh, Usher's going to do the Super Bowl. Wait, I have to say that. Go, Usher. I can't wait to see the Super Bowl, y'all. I can't wait to see the Super Bowl. Halftime, let me be correct. Halftime, because Usher, okay. Damn, I'm so mad because now I knew what I was supposed to be playing today. Oh, Usher, we'll do that tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Feel Good Friday. It is Our Lady Y. I love y'all. Peace and love. I'm out. Never, never, never.